patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
It was so long ago, we can't remember the last time Zora did a show and the Bucks lost. Maybe she can remember, or more than that. Did she watch Comedy Central, and was she surprised by the humor of one Giannis? Zora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. No. What, surprised by the humor? No. He wrote, well, and also, you know, the guy wrote the jokes. Like, I don't want anyone to take this out of context. Okay, good. We're all aware. I thought it was great. I thought it was super young.
I don't, the guy didn't add all the other stuff.
He took away from his funniness.
No, no.
Someone else wrote the jokes for me.
Well, but he wrote the lines of the negative stuff he was supposed to say about the players. But he did not write what Giannis then ad-libbed about the great things about the players.
But that was the funny part.
No, actually, that was funny,
too. The
funny
part was the jokes.
All of it was funny.
Yeah. It was funny, the guy whining about how Giannis couldn't stop from saying nice things. And and that fits Giannis,
right? He's a nice guy. What are you going to do?
Yes.
He's great.
What, of all of it, for those who haven't seen it yet, what's the best part?
Well, I love the fact that the comedian writes the jokes out for Giannis. Giannis reads them and then realizes they're ridiculous and they're nothing that he would ever say. And he's like, wait, but I love Jokic or KD or whoever. I did think the KD joke was super poignant considering that the Bucks are playing the Nets tonight. If you all didn't hear that joke, basically Giannis said, hey, KD, I know you love going to super teams. If you ever want to work out with me, I will teach you some tricks on how to really lead a team. I thought it was a great joke. Simple, to the point, but of course Giannis being Giannis had to come back and say, I really respect your game, which we all do. We all respect KD's game, but it was great. And this was after Giannis and his family had a foundation event actually in New York City to raise money for the Charles Antetokounmpo Foundation, which really is trying to help, prevent poverty around the world. So a lot of good stuff that Giannis continues to do.
We knew it wasn't Giannis as soon as he said, come and work out with me, because we know he don't work out with us.
right. I love it.
And did you get the information as well that as a result of Jay Crowder on the Bucks, the Hall of Famer Tony Smith has said, the Milwaukee Bucks will be world champions.
Oh, Tony's on board now?
Wait,
so
Tony, would you please,
verify?
And but yeah, not on board, very much on board.
That's it. As soon as you got Crowder, that's it.
See? That's it.
You have won. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's be real. Like, the roster stat, like, on paper, they should be champions today. On paper, but it doesn't work like that. You got to play the games. So we wait and see.
What's so impressive about the roster?
What's not impressive?
Oh my gosh, the depth! I'm going to do a hit on it today for the game against the Nets. But the depth that this team has, Bobby Portis was saying, normally in practice you've got like the starters who play pickup or whatever, and maybe a couple of guys with some coaches on a second string team. He said that they have 3 groups of 5 in practice. 3 groups of 5. And these are like realistic fives that could get in the basketball game. That is remarkable. Not just for any team, but especially in the NBA. When you get to the playoffs and you're playing like, 8 guys, 9 if you're deep. And the fact that we go back to Sunday against the Phoenix Suns, and in the game at the end is 2 guys that aren't starters, Jay Crowder and Joe Ingles. That's got to say something about this group and the depth of this team.
All right, the depth. Now we get to the issue of, in the playoffs, how does Bud decide who to play?
Well, that's why he's the coach, right?
Yeah. Does that not create problems to have so much depth, or it's not something he's ever had to address, and usually in the playoffs you play fewer guys?
Wait, let's back up. Homer, let's back up. He's always had depth. He's always had to figure out lineups.
Correct.
Never like this, because this is depth unlike they've ever had before.
You're just saying he's got more decisions to make, but
yes, he
still always made them. I.e., what I was going to ask you, similar to when Portis didn't play in a series,
right?
They have options as far as combinations. You think we'll see something like that again, Zora, where like you won't even see a guy, and then all of a sudden just because of matchups?
I do. I was just talking to
Bobby Portis, John Horst
in an interview about – no, it won't be Bobby this time. I was just talking to John Horst in an interview about this, and he went back to the Eastern Conference Finals 2021 against the Hawks. He believes it was game six. I'd have to go back to check him. And Jeff Teague off the bench had like 4 or 5 threes. And he's like, in games like that, that's why you stack this roster. That's why you have all these pieces in place. Even if they're not playing, you know, 15 to 20 minutes a night, you never know who's going to come in and make a difference in the playoffs. So I definitely think we see that. I mean, you know, the Bucks signed Myers Leonard to a 10-day, but we never know where that goes, right?
Yeah.
And he's come in and knocked down some shots. There's just a lot of different opportunities and a lot of creativity that I'm excited to see.
So Giannis is okay. No need to worry about it. His wrist. Would seem to be okay. His knee.
Oh my God! Remember? Wait. Can we go back, Homer? Because you were so worried. Can we go back
so
to that?
Worried. I'm always worried.
You were freaking. You were freaking out.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what he do, Zora.
No, it's not
and
what I do. You told me about wrists. Wrist can be a problem for a long time.
That what he do?
But you didn't know what the actual injury was. Anyway.
Okay. He's not one
for
details.
He should be fine. But can I cut it short today? Because I do have to run to the bus.
What? You don't tell the bus? Hey, hold the bus. I'm on with Homer in the Hall of Famer. Come on.
I got to be 5 minutes early for the bus.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Zora. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
How dare the bus leave?
No, we just need to talk to the bus.
You can talk all you want.
Well, not now, but I mean in the future.
They'll be like, oh, we're sorry. Shut up.
I mean, isn't Brooklyn terrible now?
I don't think so.
I thought they were not very good. But it's fine. It'd be like we have to figure out a question. I had a question. Who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Packers this season? But you kind of vetoed it down. I know we've asked it before, but I thought I was curious what the input on what Goody had to say. But Jason had a great point. The safest play for Goody is to play Aaron Rodgers, but he's got the new contract, so.
So he's good?
No, I stand by my comments on Goody. Goody's fine. Everything's great. There's no rush to anything. If Aaron Rodgers wants to come back, then he's going to come back and play this year. And if he doesn't and wants to go somewhere else, they're fine to start the Jordan Love. Hmm. All things being equal, I think in a perfect world for Goody, this would be Rodgers' last year, and then Jordan Love would take over next year. So,
perfect world for Goody?
Yeah.
No, uh-huh. Perfect world for Goody is Rodgers is gone, and Love takes over now.
Really?
Yes.
I think he thinks the team is good enough to make a good run this year.
You think he thinks Goody's good enough?
What?
You think he thinks Jordan's good enough?
No. I think he thinks with Rodgers, they're good enough to make a run at a Super Bowl.
And with Jordan, they're good enough to do what?
Not make a run at the Super Bowl his first year.
Oh, but second year he can.
He can move in that direction. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. You make no sense. You're sounding ridiculous.
What?
Right now.
What's ridiculous about that?
Goody, he either believes in Love or he doesn't.
Well, no, but
which one?
Well, no.
Or he has Aaron for 3 years. Which one do you want, Goody?
I think again, he would
make
like
up your mind.
He'd
right
like
now.
He would like Rodgers for one more year.
So next year. Suddenly, Jordan's going to pass Rodgers up.
No. He's ready to move on, given the Rodgers' age. And anytime.
So, again, who's going to be better next year?
Well,
after next season, who's going to be better, Love or Rodgers?
Love would be, I mean, Rodgers would be better, but
okay,
you've got to move on.
He's better this year, too.
Well,
so
no.
Why are you not moving on this year?
Because I think he thinks the team, Rodgers, the team as they are this year, could do better.
But the team, after next season, they won't be able to do
I don't
better.
Think so, no. That's right.
No, mm-hmm. That makes no sense.
Well.
So certainly not going to do better with Love if he's worse.
But at some point you have to make the transition.
So why would it be
that.
Now?
What?
So why would it be now?
Why wouldn't it be now?
Yes.
Because I think he thinks they can make one more shot at it with Rodgers.
Just one more. That's
yes,
it.
That's correct.
That just doesn't make sense.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, you could if they did really well this year, then you'd say, well, would you
here
then?
There you go.
Well, no.
But no, you love. You can't just, like, suddenly dismiss him.
That's
you
why.
You can't dismiss your love for him. You still love him.
That's why.
Do you want him to play or you don't want him to play?
Well, no, you want him to play, but not for one more year. So, but this is all to be determined. That's the most important part. As of today, nothing has changed in terms of any actions. It's still just talk. And we'll figure out the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question next.